Well, good evening. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. And thank you for your patience. Apparently, a driver hit something they were never meant to hit, and it knocked out all Wi-Fi and internet service. So our staff has been working really hard. It's not a city hall issue. It's farther spread than that. So our staff has been working to create a patch so we could still access some internet service, so we could still stream our meeting and you know, have people have the chance to participate and that we had any service here. So thank you for your patience, and thank you to our team for their brilliant work and making sure we got up and going in an alternative way. So thank you. We welcome each of you here tonight. This is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council seated up here next to me. We appreciate all of you and the service that you give to our city. We also have our administrative staff seated on the ends and all the way down the side, and we just have the best people here. We appreciate you. If they all look a little tired, it's because they've all worked around the clock. We had Summerfest just wrapped up, and everybody's a little bit tired, some more than others. Everybody's pretty tired, but thrilled with how it turned out. So we welcome you and we thank you. We're going to open tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Don Shelton.
Our Father in heaven, we come before thee this evening and we're filled with gratitude for the blessings that thou hast given us. We're so thankful for the privilege of participating in our government. We're thankful for the residents of our great city and for the opportunity it is for us to serve them and their families. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for our professional staff and for their excellent work and guidance for the elected body. We pray that thy spirit will be with us here this evening as we discuss important matters for our city. Pray that thou will guide us and help us to be able to discuss and debate the issues with decorum, and that we'll be able to come to the best decisions to bless the lives of those who live here. We pray that thou will be with the members of our staff who are out in the community working. Bless them with safety and protection. We thank thee for all that thou hast given us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Shelton. We will now have the Pledge of Allegiance, and we appreciate our Assistant City Manager, Jason Rasmussen, for coming to lead us in that.
Will the audience please rise? Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Audience may be seated.
Thank you, Mr. Rasmussen. Okay, our minutes have been sent out in draft form from our May 21st, 2024 City Council study meeting and our combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency meeting. Has anybody got any changes they'd like to make or recommendations? And if not, is there a motion to approve those draft minutes?
Mayor, I'll move that we approve the May 21st City Council meeting and the City Council study meeting and May 21st combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency meeting minutes.
Okay, we have a motion. Thank you, by Mr. Shelton, and a second by Mrs. Zander. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Okay. We've reached the point in our meeting that we call our mayor and council reports. We like to just take a quick minute to report back to the residents of South Jordan on what we've been working on, what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks. We feel like We really appreciate the chance to serve in these positions and want people to know what we're doing, specifically the people who chose to put us here, the people we represent. We want you to understand some of what we're working on here as a city. So, Mr. Shelton, would you like to go first?
I'd be happy to. Give me just one second here.
Thank you.
Okay. So since our last city council meeting, I had the opportunity to meet with the developer that has got some ideas about things to do in our city and helping figure it out. I think they're pretty interesting ideas. Also attended the Memorial Day program, and Mayor, you represented us very well there. Appreciate that. And of course, attended a number of activities with Summerfest. I did miss the fireworks because it actually was my 45th wedding anniversary. Yeah. We were at Ruth's Chris all night, so anyway. Mm-hmm. I talk to the staff occasionally about different things, and I just appreciate the efforts to fix up chuck holes and resurface roads and things like that, putting crosswalks, so all that stuff. That's great. And I also appreciate Mr. Naidoo and his team, and their bringing me along and helping me to understand the budget. So thank you all.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Mr. Shelton. Mrs. Zander, would you like to go next?
Sure. Since our last meeting, a couple of things. We were approached, my husband and I and our real estate team, and as a city councilwoman, we were asked by the Veterans of Foreign Wars group here in South Jordan. They asked us if we would come help them the Saturday before Memorial Day. They asked us to come up and help serve at the Salt Lake City Cemetery, and so I've never had that opportunity before. I know we all go to the cemetery, well, not all of us, but I love going to the cemeteries on Memorial Day and seeing those American flags on the graves of the veterans, and I always think, oh, thank you to those really nice people that do that. And at the Salt Lake City Cemetery, it's quite a task to put up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flags. And there's a section of veterans. Their grave markers look similar to the Arlington Cemetery, the white oval markers. And then there's veterans scattered throughout the entire Salt Lake Cemetery. And so with a group of Boy Scouts and veterans, my husband and I and a couple people from our real estate team went up and spent several hours on Saturday. And it was absolutely fantastic. We loved it. I'm signing up for next year. Another thing I was able to do is I serve in my capacity in city council. I serve on the board of the South Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I love that opportunity with Mr. Lewis as well. And the board asked me to speak at the Women in Business Luncheon last Wednesday, and I felt completely out of my league, but I did it, and had an opportunity to speak to a room of, 60 to 70 people and talk about growing business, being a female, growing a business, and some of the challenges. And it was a great opportunity, and I appreciated Mrs. Johnson and the mayor both being there. Some of our staff were there, appreciate them, and it was a great growing opportunity for me, and I felt like people in the room had an opportunity to connect as female business owners. Aside from that, I thoroughly enjoyed the Summerfest. Thank you to the staff for doing such an exceptional job at the Summerfest. One of my favorite parts is the chalk art. I love judging the chalk art. That's just delightful, and seeing the talent. And then I was sad to see it started raining about a half an hour into the judging, but then it stopped. Thank you to everyone who made the Summerfest a success. I have heard from residents commenting on how well it was run, how well executed. It just felt very safe, very put together. There was no glitches. I'm sure your walkie-talkies helped, but your organization was phenomenal. And so feedback from residents I've talked to has been really, really high and really grateful. I didn't personally get to go to some of the activities, but heard good feedback from residents. So thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Harris, would you like to go?
Attended a South Valley Sewer Board meeting. Everything's going well there. I serve on the audit committee here as well, just kind of just looking at the expenditures, finances, you know, of the city. And so, good meeting there. We have an internal, just everyone else, there's an internal and an external auditor just to help us along the way. And if they just always get a different perspective to see if they identify anything. And so it's always, you know, good to have that just to make sure we're as absolutely compliant as possible and we're wise stewards of the city finances. And we have a wonderful CFO, Sunil, who does an absolutely fantastic job. So it's actually really hard for the auditors to find issues because Sunil does such a good job. But I enjoy being part of that. Summerfest was wonderful. I don't know what the numbers are, but it sure seemed like a lot of people, you know, participated this year. And so it gets a lot of attention. I was actually at work and someone said, "Yeah, do you have any ideas what to do for the weekend?" And I said, "Well, actually, I do." So I think they ended up, you know, heading over there as well. But I'm just going to mention a couple of things that I went to. I tried to, you know, go to as many things as possible. But you know, I went to the Mulligan's Bash, and that was great. There's a lot of people there. They served a whole lot of brats and hot dogs and hamburgers, and that was a lot of fun. Bingo was great. That was fun. Just you doing that at the senior center. The parade was fabulous. The car show, chalk art, puzzle unveiling. I'll let the mayor talk more about the puzzle unveiling. But that puzzle unveiling was wonderful, and just had the opportunity to talk with Sojo Pure with our water, or talk with visited with our firefighters, you know, that were out there, and it's just I saw the it was nice to see our police officers there as well. It's just seeing their presence there and the abundance of police officers there, it felt to me to be a very safe event and well controlled. So thank you to the police as well, Chief. But we just keep getting better at this Summerfest, you know, and I thought last year was great and we just keep on fine-tuning and making it, you know, it seems like we keep drawing bigger crowds and making it even more fun. And so we had a great time. Our family had a great time. It was good to see so many friends and neighbors and you know, that were there. And I'm glad our city does that. So that's my report. Yeah.
Thank you. Mrs. Johnson.
Yes, I would just like to include the same remarks that
Harris,
no, I was the council member, Harris, said that Country Fest was outstanding, had lots of people in my neighborhood and others that came into contact wanting me to pass on the word to staff of how much they enjoyed it and how much they look forward to next year. It was very successful. And I just think that you should all feel good about the activities and how wonderful it was. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. McGuire.
Just attended the Memorial Day program with many of you. Attended a couple of the player rehearsals, not as many as the mayor, but it's been fun to just drop in and kind of see how it progresses and just really proud of what I've seen coming together. I think everyone's doing a wonderful job on the play. For Summerfest, some of the things that I've heard great things about is I'm going to just call it the Janelle Van Wrap that was sponsored by the Arts Council. Oh, yeah. Just a lot of people have made comments that they enjoyed that and thought that was a neat feature. The Dowdle puzzle, I've had people contacting me asking how they can go about getting a puzzle. And so I think that was great. I hated missing that event, but I had a family obligation. And also, thank you to Rachel Van Cleve for her parade coverage. As I sat in a hotel room missing out on the parade, I hopped on social media and was able to catch a little glimpses of the parade. And you guys had far better weather than I had in LA. but yeah, so thank you for just doing those social media plugs. I have noticed an improvement in our social media getting out at least to my Facebook feed. And so I just encourage everyone to kind of interact with it more, and hopefully you'll see it increase in your own feeds as well. And I think that's everything.
That's good. Thank you. Okay, just a couple of highlights. Thank you to everyone who was part of our Memorial Day event. It was lovely. It was just lovely, and we have a lot of folks in the community and volunteers and residents that come out and participate and attend, but also really help get it ready and put it together, and our cemetery staff. And we just, it was excellent. So thank you to everybody who came to our Memorial Day event. That was lovely. I attended Bingham High School's graduation. I did not get to attend Harriman High School's graduation this year because it was at the same time, and they were really far away from each other. So I was down at UVU at Bingham's graduation because my youngest graduate in our family was graduating that day. So it was fantastic, and congratulations to all of the graduates from our city for 2024. It's been a great graduation season. Mrs. Zander mentioned her South Valley Chamber Women in Business event. She did an excellent job. It was really well done, and she represented herself and our city very, very well. So I know you were nervous about that, and it was so good. She did a great job. So I was glad we were able to be there. And thank you also to Mr. Shelton and Mr. Harris for your participation on our audit committee, and again to Sunil. It's a great committee to get to be part of, and I just appreciate getting to do that work with each of you, and it's good. And the bottom line of your takeaway, the only thing you need to even probably worry about with our audit committee, is that we are in a very good place as a city, the best place we could be in. So that is going well. DARE graduation, right? The school year just ended, and we had a whole bunch of DARE graduations, and appreciate everybody who was part of that. I know Mr. McGuire went to some DARE graduation. I didn't make it to all of them. Chief went to them. We have our officers go. We always make sure we have a really good showing at our DARE graduations, and we have a lot of them. And it's just fantastic. We're proud of our fifth graders. Let's see. The Dowdle puzzle unveiling. I was in a meeting in a conference room up on the main floor earlier today, and a gentleman that I recognized who lives in the city walked past, and just kind of above the stripes in the glass, he could kind of see I was there. He was carrying out bags of puzzles. He had just come and purchased sacks of puzzles. Yeah, that was fun. So what a great day that was. If you haven't had the chance yet to see the South Jordan puzzle that we commissioned Eric Dowdle to do, in the large art piece for our community that we had done. It's just right next to the community center and the splash pad on Redwood Road. And it's fantastic. We love it, and we're very proud of it. And you can pick one up at either Mulligan's or City Hall or Station 64. So three locations strategically chosen across the city. So no matter where you live in the city, we have a location very close to you. And for $20, plus I think there's a little tiny bit of tax, but you can get your own piece of South Jordan's history in 500 or 1,000 pieces. And it's magnificent. People have loved it. And I'm so glad they've loved it. We had a lot of people come that night, and it was just great. Everything about Summerfest was awesome. It was fantastic. We very strategically made a decision last year to try to spread the events across the city, because we have a very long linear boundary. So the parade preview event that we had Tuesday night at Highland Park out on the west side of the city, about 60th West, the city owns a 20-acre park there right in Daybreak, and it was fantastic, and a lot of people. It was great. It was a lot of fun. And the Mulligan's Bash, I only got to be there for a second. I could only be there for a minute because we had another obligation that night that you'll see in a minute. But and then everything about Summerfest, it was just great. So please, we've got a lot of our team here that worked really hard to put that together, even though everybody worked hard to put that together. Please continue to pass along how grateful we are for how well everything went. Somebody said to me, you know what makes this different? You're not going to see overflowing garbage cans here, because I just saw your team hauling garbage away. Like, you don't have that everywhere, and we just don't have it here. We don't have overflowing garbage cans, and there's nowhere to put your stuff after you eat. That's just, people were so impressed. They always are. And so thank you for the high standard that we maintain and the high service levels that we maintain. It's why people love Summerfest. So thank you for that. Let's see. That might be everything I went through. One, just one more, just a little note. I had the privilege of having Melanie Edwards from our city accompany me to a Utah business event last week, and I received a recognition there, and Melanie came with me and was there, and I appreciate her, and I know she's not here tonight, but I always joke that Melanie's the one who actually pretty much runs the city, right? everybody runs everything through Melanie. She's Melanie, and she's a fixture here. And when I was able to go and receive that recognition, it was important to me that she was there. I appreciated her willingness to come because she's really the one behind so much of what happens here. She does so much, everyone does. But I can't point out enough that part of that recognition she deserves as well. So anyway, that is my report. All right, we've come to the part of the meeting that it's your turn. If you have anything you'd like to share with us, I'm going to open our public comment period and just give a little disclaimer, the same one that I always give, and that's that we're very proud of how we do things here in South Jordan and the civil dialogue that we have. So we make a commitment to you that whether you're here in person or joining us online, that we will be respectful to you, and we ask the same of anyone who speaks, because we're all here because we love the city of South Jordan, and we'll come together to find the right answers for this community. So with that, if there's anyone here in person that would like to speak, you're welcome to take 3 minutes, come on up to the microphone, give us your name and address for the public record, and the time is now yours. No one's clamoring to get up here. Okay, is there anyone online that would like to speak? If so, I'm gonna guess maybe no. Okay, thank you. Well,
they might not have internet.
They might not have internet. Yeah, that's true. I don't know how far that outage went, but a car hit something that wiped things out far and wide. So it is a big deal that we're able to offer this Zoom option that our staff worked hard to make sure that we could figure out. You're right. There might be people might not be able to log in, depending on how far that goes. I was mentioning to the folks who are here with us last 2 weeks ago, it was packed. We had every high school senior that was hoping to graduate and still had to attend a city council meeting for their senior government class here. They all were here. It was a full house. And so we really appreciate you're not here because you have to graduate from high school Friday, but we're really glad you're here. So thanks for choosing to be here. All right, item G on our agenda, we have a presentation. We're very excited to have a preview of our city's musical brought to us in partnership with Sandbox Theater and the City of South Jordan and our Arts Council. So we're going to turn to Janelle Payne, our Director of Recreation, to introduce that.
I am really just here to introduce Karen Tucker with Sandbox Theater and give a brief overview. We have the play in conjunction with the South Jordan Arts Council and Sandbox. They've been great partners with us, and that will be at the Community Center June 21st through the 29th. It'll be going every night except for Sunday at 7 p.m., and then on both Saturdays there'll be a matinee at 2 p.m., and we have tickets available. There's a link through our arts page on our website, but I will turn to Karen, and she has some information about the number they'll be previewing for you.
Bluetooth connected.
Theater stuff always does that. First of all, I want to offer our deep, heartfelt thanks for allowing us to partner with the city and to be able to do this production of Joseph. We have an incredible cast. We brought part of them tonight. We only have one in costume, so you need to come see the show so you can see everybody in costume, because they look awesome and they sound awesome. They are one of the best casts I have ever worked with, and you will love this show. You will walk out singing, because we hit all of the elements. It's a party. It has a story, it has everything that you ever wanted. And we get to work with your sweet mayor, and that has been so much fun. We have loved that. So what we're going to give you is a little brief overview of the Song of the King, which is Pharaoh and Joseph. So we hope you enjoy that. And please, if you don't have your tickets, get them, come see it. Bring family and friends, because it is going to be just an awesome show. And again, thank you, thank you.
I love the costume.
Okay, so I am going to, we're not going to conduct any business, so we don't need to choose a mayor pro tem. However, I'm going to step off the dais and come down here and stand with them and just tell you that getting the opportunity to be part of this with these amazing people is one of the best things I've ever done. I love them, and they're amazing, and it's been a privilege to be part of this with them. They're very nice to let me be part of it.
Started correctly, but I was early. Right behind these fine, healthy animals came seven other cows who were skinny and vile.
Have to act like you're on the stage and get really close together.
Yes. Oh, yes. Get animated.
Yes. We have a hard time with that. It's all in the back. Yes. All right, apparently we're both going to do photos here.
Where's Brandon?
First, we're going to have you look up here.
Oh, good.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
And now we need to pose. Everybody pose. Ready?
Pose.
One, two, three. Pose.
I don't want to pose before.
Never taken on.
You already were. Oh. Pre-posing is unposing.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you in a couple weeks.
What?
Okay, next up.
That's like earwormed.
We have item H on our agenda, our consent action items. We have four items on here that have been discussed at length in our previous public meeting and lots of them. So I'll just list what they are really quick and then see if there is a motion at all on this consent action item. First, we have Resolution R-2024-20, authorizing Mayor Ramsey to sign the interlocal cooperation agreement between Salt Lake County and South Jordan City for the South Jordan Recreation Center pool expansion. It feels like that's been 100 years in the making. That's very exciting to have on this agenda. Resolution R-2024-25, appointing members to the Arts Council. Resolution R-2024-33, designating the interim emergency successors for 2024-25. And identification of alerting authority and individuals authorized to send alerts. And finally, Resolution R-2024-36, appointing members to the Bingham Creek Park Authority Board. That consent action of those four items, is there a motion on that?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent items as stated.
Thank you. I have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All right, Mrs. Johnson, thank you. Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, would you please lead us in a roll call vote?
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
And Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, we have two public hearings now. The first one, is Resolution R-2024-35, amending the fiscal year 23-24 budget for South Jordan City. The appropriation authority shall apply to the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024. We are going to turn to our CFO, Mr. Sunil Naidu, to present this. This is something we do every year at this time, but we'll present this, have Mr. Naidu present this.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Schaefer, I was looking forward to my presentation, but because of Wi-Fi, I can't do that. So I'll just use my hard copy. Mayor, as you said in the work session, this is the final, wrapping up the fiscal year in a budgetary sense. State requires us to have a balanced budget and not spend anything that the council has not approved. And so this time of the year, I go through the whole budget and look at every single department budgets and fund budgets and wanted to make sure that they are balanced and have not overspent. If I do, then that's where the adjustment comes into place. this, we don't have that many adjustments. We do have few of them. I appreciate Mr. Shelton going through the budget, reviewing and asking really great questions. I have responded to his questions, and our recorder has it, and will be part of the minutes. But if there's anything specific that you want me to cover, I'll be happy to cover, or anything non-related to those questions, or anything related to this final amended budget, I'll be happy to talk about after the public hearing, Mayor.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll now open the public hearing on Resolution R-2024-35, amending the fiscal year 2023-24 budget for South Jordan City. The appropriation authority shall apply to the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this item? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online? It doesn't look like it. Okay, we will close this public hearing and turn to the council and see if you have any questions for Mr. Mayhew. Okay, there aren't any. Thank you.
Actually, I do have one question, Mayor.
Please, go ahead, Mr. Shelton.
I was intrigued in your answer about the different insurances that we have and the amount of money that the premiums for the various insurances. And it looked like there was a separate insurance policy for drones. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And the premium is over $7,000 a year.
Yes.
Yeah. How many drones are we flying?
It's not necessarily the number of drones, it's the liability associated with airborne operations, given that any one of our drones could potentially have a problem. It's just the liability of you're flying something in the air. But we have a half dozen drones in the fleet.
Hmm. It just surprised me that it was.
And some of the drones we have are fairly expensive pieces of equipment.
Themselves, in and of themselves.
More than a vehicle.
Yeah, really? So,
yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
So. Okay. Well, I was just curious. It just stuck out to me.
Because of the liability, they have to be insured separately in their own policy. And some entities have a hard time even getting insurance coverage. Hmm. So we're grateful to get coverage.
Good. That's it.
Just, thank you. Any other questions? Good question. Thank you. Okay. Seeing no other questions, is there a motion on Resolution R-2025-35?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2024-35. Amending the fiscal year 2023-24 budget for South Jordan City.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, please.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Naidu, thank you. All right. Our second public hearing will be on Ordinance 2024-12, amending portions of Section 7.03.060, Insurance, and 7.05.030, Charges for Special Community Services, of the South Jordan City Municipal City Code relating to insurance requirements for commercial haulers and waste programs offered to residents. We're going to turn to our Director of Public Works, Mr. Raymond Garrison.
All right, thank you, Mayor. Here before you is Ordinance 2024-12, proposing some amendments to the Title 17 Solid Waste Management Code. That first amendment, I don't know how to get this thing, I turned it on. I'm a rookie. It is on. Yeah. Still ain't working. Okay, so I don't know how to get this to. Maybe it's the internet?
Yeah. We'll blame
it on totally the internet. For 5 years, everybody's or 4 years, everything's been it's because of COVID.
Yeah.
Right. Anything that happens in anything, we're all just like, it's because of COVID. So this time, it's the internet. Totally.
There we go. All right. So Here's the first, you'll see there in the red, our first amendment to the code, chapter 7-03.060. It's just the insurance requirement that we have for our private and commercial haulers. This is something that we consulted in our insurance carrier for, and it's something that our current hauler, ACE, either meets or exceeds this insurance requirement. So it was a recommendation from our insurance, and it's basically just increasing the 300,000 property damage to 350,000 and adding the $2 million aggregate to that insurance requirement. And again, that's after consulting our insurance carrier. And again, this is something that our current hauler already meets and exceeds on their insurance requirement.
So did they have a maximum before?
On the aggregate, it wasn't there. The previous one was, it won't go back. I'm so sorry. I didn't get this to work. Oh, there we go. So the only changes was, again, changing the 300 to 350 on the property damage. And then it had the $1 million per person per accident. And we added the $2 million aggregate to the insurance there. So, yeah, go ahead.
Can you go back to that? Do you want to wait for questions to the end, Mayor?
Yeah, let's do the presentation. Okay. We will have time for questions.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. There we go. This next change is, it's a service that we offer, and the code previously mentioned that we offered a 30-yard dumpster. We now offer a 15-yard dumpster. We still offer that 30-yard, and this is basically just putting a large dumpster in there and replacing that 30 yards so that we can be compliant with something that we're already offering to the residents, and also in the future be able to make changes to different dumpster sizes that we do offer to the residents. So with that, I can either take comments now or wait till after the public hearing.
Thank you. We'll wait after the public hearing. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, we're now going to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2024-12, amending portions of Section 7.03.060, Insurance, and 7.05.030, Charges for Special Community Services of the South Jordan City Municipal Code, relating to insurance requirements for commercial haulers and waste programs offered to residents. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? It doesn't look like it. We're the only participant. This is the quietest meeting we've had in a really long time. Okay, thank you. We will close the public hearing and turn to the council and see if anybody has any questions for Mr. Garrison. Go ahead.
I'll take Wendy. I don't know if we can put it back on the insurance portion of it, if we can get back.
There we go.
So so this is just a choice we made just to increase the bump up the limits. Is that
correct?
Yeah, okay.
And it's based on a recommendation between the current insurance provider that we have with the city.
Okay. I just point something out here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we all know this, but like a general liability, like when we're talking about like a hauler, general liability, I think everyone knows this. I mean, doesn't cover anything, any over-the-road exposure. In fact, it excludes auto. But I'm guessing what this is this for the dumpsters? Is that what this is for, or what is this?
No, this is for commercial haulers such as ACE or any other commercial hauler throughout the city.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you, if there's any damage to one of these vehicles that are out running and doing their work, that's a commercial auto policy. That would respond to that type of loss and not the general liability policy. So when we're increasing this right here, it's not going to have an impact if, let's just say, a garbage truck hits a person or like a child or something like that, or if they hit property or something like that, and somehow we get brought into the commercial general liability policy, where it says general liability insurance. Is not going to respond to that type of event. I'm just bringing that up. The auto policy will. And it says, in addition, all vehicles shall be covered by motor vehicle insurance required by law. But it didn't say anything about the auto policy. So it's not going to, it might not be, I'm wondering what the event is, why this recommendation is there, because it's not going to, by the way, for everyone, my background's in insurance, that's why, so I know this, but if we want to talk later, but it's, I mean, I guess it's a good thing to bump it up, but it's might not be doing what we're thinking it's doing.
Okay.
So.
Do we know what the motor vehicle insurance coverage is that's required by law?
I am not sure on that.
I mean, is it different for a garbage truck than it is for a personal vehicle?
As far as like state minimum requirements, I'm not sure in Utah. It would probably be unheard of for a garbage hauler to run low limits. I mean, probably the lowest. I mean, I don't want to make any assumptions on what it is, but it'd be unheard of for one of these garbage haulers to have less than $1 million of auto liability insurance. That's pretty unheard of.
Yeah.
And they probably have good chance that whoever using has an umbrella on top of that. I just don't know what those are.
And this general liability would be separate from all of those others that you're talking about.
Yeah, general liability would be like on your, like for example, on a personal lines basis on your home.
Sure.
So like you have personal liability insurance. So if you're out golfing, and you're a really good golfer, Don, but if you happen to hit someone, your personal liability insurance would cover that, but it's not going to cover you if you are in an accident on the way home. Your auto insurance is going to cover that.
Right.
So that's what I was just saying.
Thinking of our private haulers here.
Yeah.
Our garbage disposal people.
Yeah.
Can you think of a scenario where this general liability insurance would in fact come into play?
That would involve us, where we're liable, because I mean, this is coming like if somehow we're someone sues South Jordan City for something that the garbage hauler did. It would be hard for me to identify that type of scenario on a general liability basis. Where I mean, the
so this is indemnifying us in the event that we're sued because of an action. Our contract.
It doesn't hurt us because they're increasing the limits. So this doesn't hurt us at all. So
yeah, I'm just curious.
There's no harm to it. I'm just simply pointing out that the exposure is the over the road exposure, which is the auto exposure, and hitting something, which is what the auto policy responds to. These increasing limits. I'm just saying it's not solving any problem.
So the question in my mind is, since the most likely liability they would have would be something on the road, right? Maybe we ought to know or be specifying what that coverage is.
That's what I'm getting at is if there was a limit that we wanted to know or increase, the auto liability is the number that we ought to be a little bit more.
So if I could just share one thought. Yeah, so yeah. This is for all commercial haulers in the city, so any service haulers that service businesses and restaurants and everything. So this covers all commercial haulers. When for our particular contractor that we contract with to do garbage and curbside pickup, in our agreement, I believe there's language in there that requires a minimum amount for the reason of protecting the city should they be involved in an accident while being contracted for the city. So this just covers all commercial haulers that operate in South Jordan.
Yeah.
So it's applicable to.
I mean, I like that they're bumping it up. I mean, it's not a problem. I'm just simply pointing out what this is.
Right. Like Jason said, this could be the garbage truck that picks up the trash at Harmon's.
Sure.
And that general liability, could cover other aspects of their business operations. It could be breach of contract and other things in their course of business that policy might need to cover, not just driving the truck on the road or running into something. There's other aspects of their business that we would expect that to cover. So, and generally it's hard to buy insurance in the amount of $350,000. They usually sell it in million dollar increments. Yeah. So it's probably gonna be rare that any of these haulers actually have anything less than $1 million. Most of them would have $1 million, probably $2 million aggregate, and then carry an umbrella on top of that.
Yeah.
So that amount's actually,
I'm sure they carry much.
So low that I don't think we would see that. That's probably archaic from when you could actually buy that much insurance. But
yeah.
Yep. I was just going to add that all commercial haulers that operate have to get a permit from us.
Yeah.
They go through the business licensing. They have a little sticker we give them to put on their truck to show that they've registered. And
are good questions. That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm pretty confident that all these garbage haulers are carrying, as Dustin mentioned, much higher limits. So this is just something we have in there. So yeah.
When we contract with them, I would have to go back and check, but I think our contract with these haulers requires more insurance than this by a long shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm remembering 2 and 5, but
with an umbrella.
I believe for our contracts, we require a lot because the potential damage could be a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Yep. Anything else?
Any other questions?
Anyone else?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, seeing none, I will ask if there is a motion on Ordinance 2024-12.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Ordinance 2024-12.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. A second by Mr. McGuire. Any additional discussion?
Go ahead. I'm okay with this because I know we check the limits of insurance that our vendors are using. So regardless of this minimum, I know they have higher limits. And so because of that, we're well protected. So I'm okay with this. So
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, please.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. 2 weeks ago, not only did we have a packed house, but we had 14 public hearings. You guys picked the right time to come. We are on our final, this is the shortest agenda we've ever had, and I can say it because it's our last item. So this is our final agenda item. We're going to turn to our city manager first for staff reports and calendaring items.
Gosh, no pressure. One item. There are some items for you, Mayor and Council, that have been placed back here. Please remember to pick those up as you leave tonight. That's
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Luce, do you have anything for us?
No.
Okay. Anyone?
Mayor?
Please.
We do have a little over a month before this happens, but and I'm sure that he's not thrilled with me reporting this to you on the public record, but I wanted to inform the body that this is John Day's last city council with us. He's announced his retirement, and that will be he'll be leaving us July 15th. So I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else? Anything? We've kept you busy. Rachel hasn't had a nap in a month. Yeah, okay. Okay, if there's nothing else, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Awesome. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. You